Hey, thank you for holding. Greg.
Hi.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
I've been better.
You say you could do better?
I said I've been better.
Been better? Okay. Well, hopefully by the end of the call, you are a little bit better for sure. It's Wednesday, so halfway through the week at least. You got any big plans for this weekend coming up?
Maybe not working.
Well, it could be a good, or bad thing, right? Not working on a weekend, taking some time. All right, perfect. So I know you were talking with Mary. I mean, she does a pretty good job, obviously explaining like our program. Do you have any questions about like specifically about the program or what we can offer, obviously aside from the pricing?
What all are you going to do to get me up there?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll explain that to you for sure. I'm gonna pull up your pricing right now, just to see how much it's gonna cost. Right now, we have you in Melinta, Ohio, right? Is that typically where you work out of? So you do about an hour. So are you good with like a maybe like a 40, 50 mile radius around that area?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
I
And also look.
actually think that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a 50-mile radius if we do on Google, if we do AdWords.
Okay, perfect. So are you currently doing AdWords right now on Google? Like, do you guys do it yourself or have somebody doing it for
Yep. No, we do it.
Oh, you do it. Okay, cool. How's that been working out?
We've been doing it for years. It works. We keep a couple of trucks busy most of the time, so.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. I mean, you guys been around since 1969, so yeah, you guys are definitely doing something for sure to be up for that long. I mean, we've been around for 18 years ourselves, so we definitely know it's not easy to keep on moving along. So I see that you're also
Yeah.
using Angie's right now. At least I pulled up a listing for it. Are you guys still primarily using Angie's as well on top of the Google?
I don't use Angie's. I mean, I've got a listing on there, but that's free listing. I don't pay for it. I haven't paid for it for years.
Good. Okay, cool. So you don't pay by the lead besides like the Google, right? Besides Google?
Besides Google, no.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you definitely have a, the main reason we contacted you, obviously you guys have a great reputation. You guys already have a Google business profile that I'm looking at here. 81 reviews, 5 stars. I mean, you guys are for sure crushing it. So, to cut to the chase while I have the pricing up. Basically, what we do is we take a look at some of the jobs that you guys are currently offering, right? And if somebody were to type in that keyword, right? So if somebody types in, I'm looking at your listing. So like, you guys do what? Air duct cleaning, dust collection, ventilation system, something like that.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, if some
All
yeah,
that.
somebody types in like specifically air duct cleaning in your area near me, what we do is that you ever seen like that little map section that pops up and it has like all the
Oh,
listings
yeah.
of all the companies that are on there?
Okay, yeah, I mean, I know all this stuff. I'm wondering how you do it. I already know all this stuff. Trust me.
No, yeah, that's why I'm glad you said that, 'cause then I don't have to go through it. So we're a Google Premier partner. So basically what we do is that we partner with Google to place you guys in certain spots, right? So we work with companies throughout the United States, and depending on listings and depending on openings is what we're able to offer our customers and clients. So somebody that does, for instance, like air duct cleaning, we can only work with one company in a certain area at any
Right.
given time. So how
Right,
we do
right.
it is basically once we have that listing open, we call around to companies that do what you do. Once we enroll them, they fill up that spot. Once they fill up that spot, we don't work with the competitors. So that's how we do it, right? So what we do is that we obviously try to make it as competitive as possible as far as pricing. Everything we do is on a verbal agreement. we do ask for like a 2-month verbal agreement. You already have your Google business profile set up, so it'd definitely be a lot quicker. Normally it takes like 30 to 45 days to get you guys listed on there on page one, but it's only $249. So for $249 a month, month to month, what that does is that allows us to get you guys ranking on page one, like for those specific keywords. So if they're doing like air duct cleaning, dust collection, ventilation, machine hood cleaning, you could do up to 15 keywords. So out of all those keywords, you get ranked on page one. You guys are on there. People call you. You know the deal. And then we just keep it moving month over month. Does that make sense?
I mean, it does, but you're still not telling me how. How you do it. You're just telling me that you do it. What method by which do you do it?
Yeah, so, obviously, if you picture like Coca-Cola, right? Coca-Cola will tell you all the ingredients, but they're not going to tell you the secret sauce, right? You've done SEO for long enough. I mean, it sounds like you've already been doing marketing already. So you understand how it works. So you know how to do it. The difference is between somebody like yourself sitting there working on it, doing it yourself versus a company like ours is because we are partnered with Google, it basically allows us to rank you guys quicker on page one on the map section, right? And then what you do is that you hire a company like ours to keep doing that for you. So you don't have to do it yourself, right? So it's really not that difficult, and it's not that complicated either. You know, everybody talks about the algorithm on Google, and hey, you got to do all this heavy lifting and make all this magic work. You know, basically at the end of the day, what we do is that we get your name listed, we have a spot that's available, we tell Google that you're going to fill that spot. It usually takes about 30 to 45 days. Once Google gets you're already approved on your Google business profile. So basically all that means is that once you work with us as a company, we get you listed in a spot, you start ranking on page one. That's how that works. You already have a website as well. We can help you with your marketing on your website too. We built websites for companies as well, but if you're happy with the one that you got and you guys are good with the one that you guys are currently using, we can also help you guys market on the website as well. Another thing that we do for you guys is, do you guys currently use like Facebook? You ever tried like any Facebook advertisements before?
No.
No?
Okay. I haven't in a long time, but I have in the past.
Okay, so you have in the past, just not in a long time. What made you stop?
Couldn't really figure out the return on the investment.
Okay. Well, that's fair. I'm assuming you tried it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we've been around for 18 years. I mean, we watched the entire growth of social media with, Facebook, Instagram, now Twitter's on the rise, and Snapchat. And we found from all of our customers and clients the best return on investment. It's actually better than Google Ads right now. So Google Ads statistically is like 4%. When we also do it on Facebook, you get a 9% return on your investment when we do it. So what we also do to help you drive more traffic to your business is Facebook marketing too. So if you guys have a business page, we take that business page, and then what we do is that we do paid advertisements on there, and we can do like $75 to $100 a month. So that $249 that you get includes the Google rankings that you get. It includes us helping you with the website for the marketing. Do you guys own that site?
Yeah. So, when you say that you're going to get me on the first page, I mean, that's a very vague thing to say. Because if you're telling me you can get me on the first page in a 50-mile radius,
yep,
that's impressive. If it's the first page in, my town or something like that, then that means nothing. So I guess I'm trying to find out what does that mean as far as first page?
Yeah. So all that means is, yep. So you guys already have the profile set up, right? So what we do is that if somebody, like I mentioned earlier, like if somebody does the dust collection systems near me, right, and they type that in, you're going to get like the map section that pops up. What we do is that we make sure that you're ranking on page one for those keywords, for whatever keywords that you want. You could do up to 15. So you can do air duct, dust cleaning, you know, ventilation near me. And then once you type that in, you're going to get the map section. On that map section, you're going to have a bunch of different like competitors on there. For instance, right now you have like Cuts, Ace Hardware, D&D Industries Incorporated, Automotive Farm Systems, Mendar, like these are all your competitors. So these are people that are currently ranking on that first page. And all we do is basically get you on there, fill that listing, rank you on those up to 15 different keywords that you want to, and then we keep you on there.
For what? For that whole 50-mile radius?
For the 50-mile radius, yeah. So I can double-check just to make sure for your area, but from what I see, yeah, it's going to be for the whole 50-mile radius. Have you been struggling trying to do that on your own? And did you get like, you know, have you ranked in certain keywords and struggle ranking in other keywords before?
I have not tried. I haven't tried. I haven't tried to rank in a long time.
Yeah, I can see that, because what I do is I look at some of the things that you're ranking for, or at least should be ranking for. So when I type in like, you know, air duct cleaning near me, you know, you guys aren't on there. And I went through a couple of keywords on there and you weren't on there. That's why I was asking, because I know you've done this stuff before and I know you're pretty good at doing it. I just didn't know if you tried to rank yourself on those different keywords before, because I didn't see it.
Yeah. I'm just doing some searches my ass myself.
No, please do. Yeah, absolutely. Bless you, by the way.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, do your searches. How can I help you? What are you? I mean, you're pretty educated on this stuff, so I'm sure you can do your own. But yeah, just type in like a keyword. Type in near me.
If I put near me, then of course my business shows up because I'm sitting in my business probably.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
But it definitely shows up here. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't show up, but it shows up organically with everything.
And are you talking about, are you looking at like the Yelp reviews, or are you looking at does it have your actual website on there? What does it say on your side?
It's got my website and everything. It's got, I pop right up.
Mm-hmm.
I do air duct cleaning near me. I mean, sure, there's sponsored things above me, but
right.
The first non-sponsored is me.
Yeah, when I do your area and your zip code, yeah, it's coming up with your Angie. It looks like it's Angie's top 10 air duct cleaning. Yelp has the top 10 cleaning. Scroll down.
Sponsor. Then I see Angie's. When you look at the map, I'm first non-sponsored. Then I see Yelp. Then I see me. That's for Napoleon. Or that? No, that's for Defiance. I'm looking for the towns around me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're not glued to your area. So, like, do you guys typically go out? Like, do you guys do different towns that we can look up? Because we can also, like, let's say you're doing really well in a pinpoint accurate where your business is within a circle, right? Let's just say 10 to 15, 20 miles or whatever the case may be. If you want us to move that goalpost and attack another town and then do like a 10 to 50 mile radius within that section, we can do that as well, right? So if you're ranking really well in one area and not so much in another area, we can kind of pinpoint that. We can pinpoint that too. So is there another zip code that you typically work off of, like you guys drive to?
Toledo area, Defiance, Ohio, Bowling Green, Ohio. I mean, those are all towns. You know, the map
those are all towns.
In Defiance, the map section in Defiance, I'm number one.
Yeah, so for chimney sweep,
a few websites
cleaning.
I don't do chimney sweep.
Thought I saw it on your Instagram. Oh, you don't? Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, we used to.
You used to? Okay, not so much. So is that the main focus then? Is what? Air duct?
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. Air duct cleaning, Defiance, Ohio. Yeah, it looks like you're good there, too. What was another one that you guys have? I know it was Defiance, obviously, Melinta.
Toledo. Toledo's huge, so it's a lot harder to rank high. We're quite a ways from it.
Yeah, we can still do it, though. I can check to see if there's any type of listings for those keywords, and if so, then as long as it's pretty close to where you guys are at, then we can get you guys ranking. The most time that we spend ranking somebody on page one in the map section for what they do specifically on those keywords is 30 to 45 days. That's it, and we have that in writing and everything. So it's just something that we're able to offer because when we're a Google Premier partner, there's three levels that Google hires because Google doesn't call anybody. They just basically partner with other businesses to do that. There's member, there's partner, and then there's Premier partner. So we've been a Premier partner for 18 years. So a lot of times most SEO companies, they'll tell you, hey, it may take anywhere between 3 to 6 months to start ranking. And then like over the year, you know, you may be on page one. It's not true for our company. Yeah, so like in Air Duct Cleaning in Toledo, Ohio, yeah, you guys aren't even on here. So just to give you an example, if you're like
on the first page. But we're not on the map section.
Not on the map section. That's what I'm talking about. So if I'm looking at that map section.
Yeah, if you look at the full first page, we're on it. But not on the map section.
Exactly. So as you would know, right? So there's different sections to Google. So the top section, usually there's like a Google guarantee. People pay pretty top dollar to be on that top section, right? It is have a little green word, say Google guarantee on it. You have the second section, which is the next most popular, which is the businesses. That's the map section. That's where we rank you on page one. And then below that is your organic listing. So that means that whoever's handling your SEO for your website, you guys are organically ranking automatically on page one, right? So there's two sections. What we help you with is that middle section, which is the second most common, which is where the businesses are. So to be honest with you, the reason that you guys are doing well is one, you guys have great reviews. Two, you guys have been in business for a long time. And for the 249 that we do month to month, really what we're getting you is locking you in on that next stage of your business, which is the business section, which is where the maps are. We can get you coverage right on there on the front to make sure that we're hitting it as many places as possible. So if you guys are still in the market of still kind of maximizing yourself on Google, we can definitely help you do that.
Okay.
There is a setup fee. So honestly, normally there's a $99 setup fee. We normally do that when you don't have a website, if you don't have a Google business profile, because we have to get some information from you. Obviously, we got to make sure you're a legitimate business. But I waive that for you. That's none of that is necessary. So honestly, right out the door, I can set you up today. It's only $249. It'll be $249 month to month for the rest of your guys' life. It doesn't go up or down. And we can do it in the Toledo, Ohio area.
Okay. How do I know that you're a Google partner?
Oh, great. I'm glad you asked. So I can show you. So you want to make sure if you're working with anybody that says that they are, you got to make sure that they could at least back that up. So glad you asked. The phone number that we have here, I'm going to send you a text message. Is this a cell phone? 419-256-7763?
No.
All right. What is a good cell phone number that I can send you our website real quick with the Google link?
419-966-0321. I just thought
that. All right. Hang on one second. Let me see if I can send you. Not see if I can. I will. I just have to open up another page here for you. All right. You said it was 419-966-0321?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to send you one thing. I'm going to have you – you have a smartphone, right? It's. I would hope, you know, it's 2023, so. Here is our
business owner. I can't imagine running a business without one these days.
You say that, but there's been, I've actually just enrolled a client, probably like an hour and a half ago, and I was like, hey, let me send you a text message. He was like, if you're going to send me some links, I can't see it. I'm on a flip phone. I'm like, it is 2023. I don't even know how you can even possibly still have a flip phone. It was like a Motorola flip phone too. It was like a rugged one, he said. I'm like, okay, I guess that works. I guess he breaks them a lot.
Yeah, I mean, an old guy.
Oh, I don't know. His age sounded a little up there, and he was one of those, you know, he didn't have it before, don't need it now type of guys, and he's used to what he got. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, no problem. It just works out for him. All right, I just sent you a text message. Let me know if you got it.
Not yet.
SMS. Yeah, it looks like it was sent.
Got it.
Cool. All right, so this is our website, right? So it's not really important to, like, you could read through it if you wanted to, but just click on the link, and the most important part is the little badge of honor that we got. So once you open it up, you'll see our website. You just scroll down to the bottom. You have to read that. You could if you want. But the more important part is where it says the Google Ads Partner. Below that, there should be a Google button. Now, the most important part is when you click on it, it's going to take you away from our own website. It's going to take you directly to google.com, and you're going to see that we've met all the requirements to become a Premier Partner. You can even see like what we had to do in order to keep the Google partnership. It's based off of three things. It's based off of performance, spend, and then certifications.
I already know.
Oh, you do?
I already know all that. I just wanted to make sure that you were.
Oh,
I needed you to
cool.
prove it.
Questions like that is much appreciated. So anything you need me to do, obviously let me know. But yeah, that's basically it. So what do you say? You want to give us a shot? Set this up so we can go ahead and prove that to you.
What am I going to need to do? They're going to be work on my end.
Well, we always want to make sure that you guys are proactive, right? We want to make sure that you guys are like responsive to us. So obviously this is going to be a partnership. You're going to be less likely to receive a lot of like, do a lot of things because you already have the website, so we're good to go there. You already have the Google Business Profile, so you're good to go there. Really, the only thing that we require is once we get you set up, you let me know what time works for you. You spend about 30 to 45 minutes with our onboarding team, and they basically run through everything with you. So they make sure that we have all of your correct information. We make sure that your Google Business Profile is set up properly. We make sure that we know what areas you like ranking in, yada yada, right? So that they walk you through that process. So that's really the main driver. But I give you my information. So if you have any other questions or concerns, you could shoot me an email, let us know. But that's really it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you want to get the ball rolling?
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that.
All right. The phone number that we got here, is this what you want, the same as the Google profile, the 419-256-7763?
Yeah.
Okay. And just to make sure I have it all accurate here, first name is just Greg, G-R-E-G, right? And then if you can spell your last name for me.
Brown, like the color?
That's easy. Okay. And what's a good email address for you?
PringleMegavac@gmail.com.
Okay. Never thought about getting like a business one that has like your domain name at the end?
Yeah,
this one works.
Using this one. So if I switch to a different one, it's like...
No, yeah. You know, you've been around for too long to switch, so yeah. I agree. All right. And you guys are out there in Ohio. All right. And the business address, is it the same that I see here? 116 North Turkey Foot Ave in Malinta, Ohio, 43535.
Yeah.
All right. All right, and just to confirm here, so we're going to be working off of the new zip code, which was 2 and what's the zip code for 2? I'm actually pulling it up right now. 2 zip code. All right. And then this also comes with our Google advertisements as well. You want us to do the, I'm sorry, not Google advertisements, Facebook advertisements as well. You want us doing the Facebook for you as well, right?
And how does that work?
Basically, the way that it works is, I don't know how you were doing it before, but really all what we do is that we will do paid advertisements in specific areas, so we can target up to that 50-mile range again in a certain area, and we basically just do paid advertisements in front of people that are specifically searching for, you know, air duct cleaning, vac cleaning, things like that. They get the advertisements that pop up on social media. They click on it. It's just another way to drive traffic to your Google business profile, your website, and then you get more calls that way too. That's that 9% that I was telling you about for that return that we get on social media. It's included in the 249.
Okay. But I mean, how much would you have?
Say it again.
Does that include the price of the ads?
Yeah, it's all included.
Managing them.
Nope, it includes the price of the ad. So what we do on your Facebook and on your Google is all the same price. It's still the $249. Yeah.
Okay.
Mhm. Yep. Yeah. No, it's going to say $249 this whole time. So I'll go through a couple of things that we do as well. But yeah, it's all the same price, no matter what. All right. And what's a good time that you can meet with our team? So we have some time tomorrow that we can meet. You can spare like 30 to 45 minutes so that we can make sure we can get everything locked down.
There's a good chance tomorrow.
Okay.
What time?
Okay.
I don't know. I had a drink. What the hell did I? What the hell did I do with it?
You sound like me.
Yeah, this pisses me off. I just opened it.
You ever had something in your hand?
Every fucking place I can look.
You ever had something in your hand and you try to look for it and it's in your hand, like your keys or something like that? And you walk around, try to find your keys.
It happened earlier today.
Yeah, it happens to me like once a month. I'm like trying to go crazy looking for something and it's literally in my hands. I'm like, I got to be something wrong with me. I don't know.
Yeah, and there's definitely something wrong with me.
Well, I share in that. All right, so we got your services that you offer, air duct cleaning, and then you do, is it dust collection systems? Is that part of it too?
Yeah, it's a small part. I mean, it's definitely
okay.
Something that we do.
What's the big hitters so I can write it down here for the team to start ranking you?
Air duct cleaning. I mean, air duct cleaning and commercial air duct cleaning. Those would be big two.
All right.
I'm going out of my mind here. You know, I don't even care where it is anymore. I'm just curious to find out how I could possibly help.
You're not even thirsty anymore. You just need to know where it's at.
I don't. Yeah. I'm just boiling.
That's funny. Are you high up, or are you just working in a house or something, or like in a commercial office?
No, I've this whole time I've been working on a truck that I've been talking to.
Oh, you're working on a truck.
The truck went down, and we actually manufacture air duct cleaning trucks. Air duct cleaning is actually a very small part of our business.
Oh, really?
We have a customer whose truck went down, and I'm trying to get it back up and going for him because it was our fault.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now somebody over-tightened the belts. So the bearing went out. So I'm replacing the fucking bearing.
I give you guys all the credit in the world. I don't know if you're a patient guy, but I try to fix my own car, and you know, I have a 2021 Subaru, and when I had older cars, I used to try to fix them myself. Like, and man, that is frustrating. I don't know how people could do that for a career, because it is.
I've always said that I don't have the patience for it, and I work on our vehicles regularly, and yeah, there's a lot of shit that goes flying around our shop. Kind of go in the corner and hide when I start getting really frustrated.
Yeah, I can 100% imagine that for sure. All right.
I'm actually starting to think that I never actually had a drink at this point. It was all in my fucking mind.
You know, you ever heard of the Mandela effect?
No.
It's basically like you think that, you know, something looked a certain way and come to find out that it wasn't, or you thought a movie existed and then you go to search for it and like the movie doesn't exist. So it's kind of like you thought you had a drink, but in reality, like you never had a drink.
Well, it's funny because when I found it in the refrigerator, I thought, God, I didn't know I had any of these here. I thought for sure I didn't have any of these here. I know I took a drink of it.
You sure you took a drink? You sure there was a fridge you opened? Or?
I mean, I'm pretty damn sure, because I even remember there was a bag in the bottom of the refrigerator, and I was thinking, you know, that's not my bag, but there's one of my drinks in it.
Yeah. It got to be true. When you start remembering other things around the drink, I'm like, okay, it's got to be true at that point. And while we're talking, I'm doing work. I'm setting stuff up here, so don't think I'm just chit-chatting here with you. I'm actually I'm finishing some stuff up here for you. But all right, so when it comes to the billing, I'm going to read you off like a voice verification just to make sure that we have everything locked in. Before we do that, the card that you can use debit card, credit card, doesn't matter. It'd be the 249. Is the card that you're going to use, is that going to be the same address, the 116 North Turkey Foot Ave, or is it different? Sorry, Greg, I didn't hear you. Did you say yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay. And then whenever you're ready, is it the card going to be a MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express, yada, yada?
MasterCard. Oh, shit. I don't have it. My son does, and he went to Columbus. Do I have the number anywhere? I used to have it in my office. Let me see if it's the number.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. Somebody just, yeah, somebody said the same thing, and it was like, oh man, my son got it. Hold on, let me call him. Like, he had to call him, put him on three-way, have the son read the cart number off. We got the cart number, set him up, and I was like, man, I wish my dad did that. But, he does not give me cards.
I don't know how to do a three-way. I have a picture of it on my phone, I think, but it might take me a while to find it. Let me see. I think I can just type in MasterCard.
Yeah, just look for it, and then I'll finish up the last little bit here anyways.
That's funny. Will not show me the front of the card. If you search MasterCard and you've got a picture of the card, it'll only show you the back of the card.
But oh, yeah, as a picture?
Can do.
Hmm?
Yeah, like if you've taken a picture of the front and the back. So, because a lot of times I might take the picture of the front and the back for somebody.
Yeah.
Well, if you search it, it'll show me the back, but it won't show me the front.
The front.
But I can look at the day. I can
yes.
look at, probably because it blocks it out because they don't want people to be able to.
No, that's smart. Yeah. Out. Yeah, that actually makes
but
sense.
I can look at the day and say, I can go to September 21st. Maybe I can find it. Not that long ago that I took a picture, it looks like. There it is. So it's 52:38.
Oh, hang on 1 second. Sorry, I was doing something else. Go ahead.
52:38.
Mm-hmm. 0:200. Mm-hmm.
11:02.
Mm-hmm.
17.
Last
thing I heard was, oh wait, is that it?
17?
17:15.
17:15.
Last four. Yeah.
All right, and an expiration?
0126.
And three on the back.
723.
All right, you get a security question here. I'll explain to that what that's for in a minute. You get three questions. You get mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name.
No, you won't. For that truck? I don't know. Well, let me know if you do. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Nope, that's okay. I heard you talking in the background. You get a security question. So you get three questions. I'll explain to you what that's for in a minute here. It's for the security of your account, but you get mother's maiden name, you get city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay.
Which one do you want?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And then spell it out for me, please.
O'Daniel. O-D-A-N-I-E-L.
O'Daniel. All right. All right. So that's going to be your security questions from us to you. And then we'll go ahead and update that. All right. And let me go ahead and I'm going to read you over voice verification. So while I'm going through this, you know, if there's any questions or any concerns, just stop me. Let me know. Just say, hey, don't really know what you meant there. Can you go ahead and rephrase it for me? And I'll be more than happy to do that. But this is for a recorded call and for your protection and obviously our protection as well. So, Greg. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance. Just for the recording, can you, just to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
W.R. Pringle Limited.
And please state the name and title within your business.
Greg Brown, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Perfect. So to get the results as fast as possible, kind of like what we were talking about earlier, I'm going to make sure that you have my phone number and my email address. That way, if you have any questions or concerns, we can communicate back and forth. But you probably already know this. You probably got a lot of calls. Same thing is probably going to happen when we start ranking you in that area. So if somebody calls you and saying that they're with Local Splash and try to think that they're with Local Splash, we will not talk to you unless we have that security question. So once you get that security question, only myself and you know what that answer is, and then obviously our team. So if they don't say that, hang up on them. They're not going to be with us, all right? And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, I know you do the marketing yourself, but do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. And yeah. Perfect. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. That is 10/18 of 23 in the amount of only $249. Your second premium is going to be handled automatically on the 18th day of November, and then the 18th subsequently after that in the same exact amount, $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time. So by contacting customer support, I'll send you our number to make sure you save it. But to prevent any charges for your next month's service, all you have to do is contact customer support at least 3 days before your next billing cycle, and we will 100% stop it, terminate, or pause it, okay? Now, do you agree and understand to these renewals and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. And what is a good time tomorrow that you feel like you'll have that 30? Did you check?
Friday would be better.
Okay. Friday, I think we're open the entire day because we usually don't push out that far. So let's see. Let's go to the calendar. Well, what time Friday?
'Pretty much any time.
Any time? I'm looking at the calendar right now. Hang on. All right. So, yeah, I mean, Friday's pretty open for us. So do you want, like, early morning? We can do 10 a.m. is the earliest we can do.
That's funny. 10 is exactly what I was thinking.
You see what I'm saying? It's great minds think alike. We forget things together and pick times together. So let's do 10 a.m.
Yep.
And I'll lock you in there for 10 a.m. So it'll be a phone call. It's going to be the same exact 877 number. Like I said, I already sent you a text message. I'm going to send you another one here just to make sure you have my phone number, my extension, and then I'll also send you my email. I know a lot of times, you know, you probably want to talk to the same person. You know, if you feel comfortable talking to me and you want to shoot me an email, let me know how I can help. Just shoot me an email and let me know. But yeah, we got you scheduled in there for Friday. That'll be 10 a.m. for, we call it a client interview. You know, they'll just explain everything in a little bit more depth, get you all set up, get your ranking, and you guys will be good to go. So, the listing is closed. Your payment went through. So you're all set. So that's just for that $249. So you get to go there. Now, did you have any other questions or concerns for me, Greg, or anything else that I can explain to you here?
No, I think we're good.
Good. All right. Perfect. Are you almost done for the day, or you still got a lot of work to do?
No, I'm almost done.
Well, that's good. Hopefully, you get everything done and you don't have to work the weekend. Do you normally have to work weekends, or do you typically have them off?
Normally I work 7 days a week.
Yeah, sounds like every business owner I know. So, well, hopefully you can find some time and, you know, take a little bit of time off there and don't work yourself too hard, Greg. It was an absolute pleasure speaking with you. You know, obviously welcome to our family and welcome to Local Splash. Excited to go ahead and get you ranking. I know you did a great job on your own, but, you know, we can obviously take care of a lot of that here for you as well then, okay? So if you don't have any other questions, concerns, take a look at my, there'll be a couple of text messages. One of the text messages you'll get has the terms and conditions on there. Whenever you get a chance, just go ahead and open it up, read through it, and sign it. And then once you sign it, you'll be good. But the listing's closed, it's paid, you're all set, and you're scheduled for Friday at 10 a.m. then, all right?
Okay.
All right, Greg, you have yourself a great rest of your day then, okay?
Thanks, you too. Take care.
No problem. Bye.